You're an asshole.
You too.
Yeah, bitch.
Stupid.
I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Hey, all right. I say, all right. Hey, everybody, I'm Carlito. I'm the host of the show, yeah. And I'm here to do a show. Let me turn the music down. God damn it, motherfucker. Hey, everybody, yeah. I'm so excited. Look at me, here is Milkman.
Oh, ho, ho. It's so good to hear you. Hello, my brother. You sounding pretty snazzy out there. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. Thank you.
I know you got some excitement planned for us here, so I'm definitely getting pumped up. Man, you got her cooking right here in your honor, my brother.
That's what you said. I think you have it. Why is the music starting over again? Milkman, come on, man.
What? I don't know. Is there something wrong here? I called the Echo server and it said it was good. Is there a problem or what's? Are you fucking with me?
Shit. How you been, Milkman? How's your week going?
Oh, you punk. God darn it. See, I got punked again, man. What happened, man? I come on this crazy ass show. I'm all
hey,
right, bro.
Master Thanks Vader, for you good?
Getting better. Things are getting better, man. I got some private things to discuss with you at a later time.
Milkman approved for weight loss surgery. Yeah. Lap band.
Anymore, man. Like, dude, I'm going to like be below my prime weight, dude. I'm like, I'm really down there now.
Milkman is finally getting lap band surgery paid for by Medicare. Oh, he doesn't have to pay anything. Congratulations, man. Now you're going to lose all that weight. All you're going to have to drink is like a milkshake.
For 100, man, if I get this added on. You know, then I'll just like be attached permanently to my rational scooter, dude.
Yeah.
I won't even fucking work no more, man.
And then hopefully you'll die.
Well, that's the hey, man. That is the hope.
Speaking of dying.
Promises.
Speaking of dying, I wanted to give warm, respectful shout out to my teacher, Mr. What the fuck was that guy's name? I had a teacher in high school. I'm
very
little
respectful. We remember his name too, man. In all.
What the fuck was his name? Now I forget which teacher it was.
Corey. His name was Corey.
No, Mr. Lindell. That's who it was. He got he got the cancer machine and he died Tuesday morning. He lost his battle with cancer, long battle with cancer. Rest in peace, you motherfucker, for giving me a fucking F. No, I'm kidding. That's horrible. Why would I say that? I never. I think I got a B in his class. I think I got two Bs. I did all right. I skipped that class a lot.
He didn't give you an A. We'll never forgive you.
Well, I skipped that class a lot. I'm surprised. I actually liked him because he gave me a B even though I skipped a third of the time. It was my last semester, and it was the first class of the day, so I skipped it a lot. Anyway, I digress. Milkman, listen, let's go ahead and get to the prank calls. I've got request a prank here.
Got a question, though.
What?
Real quick.
What
happened to that homosexual from England there, man? Our point man, Nooners. What's the deal here, man?
He's in the chat room, isn't he?
I don't see him.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he's busy on what day is it that we do a show? Thursday nights. Maybe he's busy Thursday nights.
Oh, that's right. He's on KDK show. I forgot. Sorry.
There's no KDK show on Thursday night.
I wasn't going to join up with him, man. I told him to call Nunu in my place, man. So I guess he's got him a spot.
You're
so
out of your
we'll
mind.
Get to hear a bunch of like soundboard calls on KDK show now, man.
Okay, look, you're pissed. You're really starting to get on my case and piss me off, Milkman. We're going to call some numbers here.
I didn't mean to bring it up, man. I was just trying to, you know, let you know I pawned off Nooners, man, in a subtle way.
Yeah. Look, I'm calling a casino in Mississippi. It's called the Bockhoma Casino in Choctaw.
Choctaw, man. There's some hot girls.
Choctaw. What's a chalk? Isn't it? A native.
Native American.
Yeah. Are you Native American?
Partially. Yeah.
What are you exactly? You're like half Japanese,
Puerto Rican, Amish, Japanese, German, Irish, Scottish, English, and Spanish.
Wow.
It's called a fucking egg omelet sandwich, right?
It's called disgusting. It's called Hitler would have been.
Alito. Welcome to the Pearl River Resort.
Is it Carlito?
You know the five-digit...
Is it Carlito? Listen.
This is Carlito.
Carlito. No, he didn't. He said something in Indian.
Carlito. Yes, he sounded like a Santa.
Carlito. Welcome to the Pearl River Resort.
What the fuck does that mean? Carlito.
If you know the five-digit extension of the person you're calling, you may enter it at any time. For all other extensions, please listen to the following menu. For reservations at Silver Star or Golden Moon Hotel, press 1. For free gaming services at the Silver Star or Golden Moon, press 2.
Woohoo! Press 2. For gaming services at the hotel, press 2.
Thank you for calling Premium Gaming Services. Our next VIP agent will be with you shortly. We look forward to your visit.
This is in Mississippi. You hear that? Our next VIP will be on.
All right.
Our next VIP.
DP is
Are you hungry to win? Well, you can win every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at Silver Star Hotel and Casino Chef's Pavilion Buffet. Get $10 of bonus bet with each cash buffet per day. Plus, join Pearl River Rewards. The free
Why are they putting a commercial on, dude? Can't they, like, transfer?
Well, if we're going to prank them, the least we can do is let them get a commercial.
At Silver Star Hotel and Casino. Be a player. Be a winner.
I think that's fair enough.
Visit PearlRiverResort.com for more details. Must be 21 or older to participate.
The madness of everyday life wearing you down?
Shit, taking too long. We'll call a different extension then. Fuck that.
I was just thinking moving right along, you know, just get the first punch in early.
Carlito.
Please wait.
How's it know your name,
Thank
dude?
Thank you for calling. All agents are currently busy assisting other callers. Please hold, and your call will be answered as soon as possible.
Want more out of your tax refund? Get it now through April 30th.
God damn, they got some straight up radio ads playing. Well, did he really just say, do you want to do something with your tax refund, come to the casino and spend it? Is that really what that motherfucker just said on that line? Oh my God. That is disgusting.
Hey, dude, man, it's our own nation, dude. They're their own nation, a Choctaw Nation.
God.
It's like going on to going to a foreign country right here in the U.S., man.
God damn. Seriously, that's
okay. Yeah, like out like in Minnesota and other places like that, dude. They got they're all
you
over.
Reach Billy with R&J Technical Services. If you need immediate service, please call dispatch at 888-99.
Dispatch. Oh, shit, I hung up on the milkman on accident, motherfucker. Man's going to yell at me. He's going to be, oh, man, what happened? What happened? He's going to spend 10 minutes figuring out what happened. What happened? Oh, my God, what happened? I don't understand. What happened? What happened? What happened?
Talking to myself anyway.
I'm sorry. Okay. I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. All right. Lonesome is
telling
now,
you that those casinos are they're owned by their own nation. Each of these Indian tribes had declared their own nation, and 90% of them build casinos.
Who do they think they are, right? Seriously, who do they think they are?
Well, they were the original owners of the land before, you know, we came in and basically, you know, wiped them out.
Didn't have a deed. Their name wasn't on it.
They couldn't write.
Well, that's that. whatever. Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Man, they didn't deserve to own land or have any claim.
No. We got there, we're like, where's your name, motherfucker? Like, who did the...
That's justification now.
They're like,
now,
Great Sun Eagle.
Columbus is a cool guy, man. Cristobal Colombo.
Alright, Chris is a guy who posted some of those websites where people complain about getting calls from telemarketers. What? Guy posted some of those websites where people complain about getting calls from telemarketers and other numbers. What did he post? I'm confused. Alright, Lonesome, I'll call it. Whatever. We'll make this the first call tonight. It is now 10:33, and I have not done one prank call tonight. I'm foreseeing
it. Gotta get through on one. That's starting.
Yeah. Well, then I started late also because I was fucking. So now I'm here. I don't feel good. I think I'm just gonna wrap it up early tonight. Because I hate you guys anyway. Especially like horses and stuff like that. I hate them all.
You have reached Chris. Please leave a message.
He's got a point. We haven't reached him, right? That guy's pretty smart. I like that he said that, actually. Very cool. Very nice. Yeah, I heard most people are like, you have reached. No, you haven't, motherfucker, right? Because I didn't pick up. Gourmet Curry Hut Indian Cuisine in Australia. Okay. Milkman, what's your favorite Chevy Chase movie?
Oh, probably one of the National Lampoons. Definitely one of those.
Yeah, probably the shitty vape. Hey, I want to make an order.
Order?
Yeah.
Take away?
Yeah.
Yes, what do you like?
I want to take you away in my car.
Huh?
I want to take you away in my car. You sit down next to me in the car, put your seatbelt on, and we'll take you away. I'm going to drive right into the beach.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I wanted to... Who is that? Is that your wife or your mother?
It's a restaurant, Mike.
Huh? That's your mom?
A restaurant.
Oh, I'm going to... I want to take her away. I want to make a takeaway order.
Huh?
I want to make an order for takeaway.
Big.
Banchud?
What do you want?
I want to make an order for takeaway.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to take away that woman, your sister, or your...
All mom. Right. Okay, well, you come on and make it for you.
I'm going to drive her to the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm going to drive the car into the ocean, into the water. Okay, there was a lot of confusion back there, and they're like, what the... What? Who are you? Hello?
God.
They're just gonna hang up.
I got
like a head fuzz. I got like a headache right now. I'm on some new meds, and yeah, it's not good, man. It's not good. Curry.
Why? Well, they got you on.
Well, all right. There's a. It's a new injection. It's not insulin. It's a new injection.
Is that that Pestozo or Victozo or whatever the hell that shit is?
Yeah, Victozo. Yeah.
I've been seeing that shit on TV. I was wondering who the hell would take that shit. You gotta take it?
I'm taking it. I just started it, yeah.
Oh, how's it working?
My appetite's gone. My appetite's fucking gone, but it just feels weird because it's like I should be hungry right now, but I'm not. It's hard to explain. So
it's an appetite suppressant? I thought it was something to do with insulin.
Well, yeah, it does, but it also has a side effect that it suppresses your appetite. Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to do?
Yeah, because it breaks down. It works like insulin, where it's breaking down the glucose in your sugar into energy, right? But at the same time, it's also giving off the – when it does that, it gives off the normal receptors that make you feel full in your brain. So, as long as you're burning sugar, you stay full. And it increases your insulin resistance. Like, my sugar went immediately.
Oh, wow.
It went from being high to 150 all day today. It was 150
wow, so
all day today.
You don't have to take insulin then?
Yeah.
You just take Victoza stuff?
I didn't take an insulin today, and my sugar stayed at 150. I had strawberries today.
Really?
Yeah, I had strawberries today. Yeah. Dude,
normally take it, what, two times a day, right?
my insulin. I take a I take a long acting at night, and I take three of the short acting with each.
Oh, okay. You do the little ones too. Then I thought you only did two of them.
And with this with this Victoza, I take one shot, one injection. That's it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, Sweet Kisses wanted to say hi.
Hi, hi, Sweet Kisses.
He said, Mono says, hi, Sweet Kisses. You can't hear him, and she just called in.
Tell her I said animal abuser.
He said he's guilty of animal abuse.
That's not what I said.
He got caught playing. He got caught playing with himself. He got caught playing with himself.
I'm calling another curry Indian restaurant. Not the same one, a different one. Anyway, if you're diabetic, I highly recommend you ask your doctor about Victoza. I'm not being paid for this promotion.
Do you think I like some curry? I don't know. You risk a heart failure and risk mortal death.
That's with everything. There is, I will tell you something.
There are a small percentage, Jim. Hey. All right, well, good. I hope it works out.
I hope it works out. Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, yeah, Milkman had something to say.
Pepepan?
Milkman has something to say.
Mira. Dandu.
Okay, I'd like to make an order, please. Takeaway?
Sorry?
I would like to make a takeaway order.
Oh, sorry, we're not open to this evening.
You're a fucking asshole.
Oh, yeah.
When do you open?
It doesn't matter. Nothing upset me. Just keep upsetting yourself.
Just answer your question. I'm a customer. I command you. When?
You command me? Yeah. Oh, my God. Who do you think you are?
Carlito? Anyway, so what time do you open? What time do you open? Brilliant. Stupid. Do you have halal meat?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. This is Gabby.
Yeah, do you have halal meat?
I'm sorry?
Do you have halal meat?
Yes, halal. We are 100% halal shop.
Oh, fuck yeah. Are you guys Indian or Muslim or what are you?
What this is about?
What kind of food you make? Indian, Muslim, or what exactly? What kind of food you make?
Indian and Malaysian.
Okay. Okay, all right, yeah. No problem. I like to make an order then. One banchud?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Say?
All right, and then I want to take you away.
Say what?
I'm going to take you away.
You're going to what?
I'm going to take you away.
Take away.
Yeah, for you, I'm going to take you to 1820 Bank Place. Do you know where that is?
Is this a joke? Sure.
No,
come.
I'm calling from Curry Vault Indian Restaurant. You know us?
Of course. Who doesn't?
Yeah, you guys fucking suck.
Yeah, yeah. How about you?
Yeah, no. We're great.
Look at the mirror and tell that same thing about you. Yeah,
yeah? Well, we're great. We're the best fucking Indian restaurant in Melbourne.
Yeah, yeah.
Melbourne.
Whose money is falling? Your own. Whose phone is it? Your own. Or
yeah,
you're not.
You're fucking Asian asshole, motherfucker.
Ooh. How about you fucking American apple?
Take Indian off of your restaurant, your menu. Cross it out, motherfucker.
You come from the U.S. and you're instead of fucking in Australia? Come on, man. Go back to your country.
Oh, wow, man. You're one to talk. You're one to fucking
right?
Yeah. This is my country.
Bring it on. What do you think? I'm not this old-fashioned AFI, okay?
I'm white person.
Bring it on.
Look at the color of my skin and tell me who belongs here in Australia, me or you.
What about you? Go back to your country.
No, this is my land. I'm descended of these people from here.
Dennis.
Hello.
Oh.
Yeah, go back. Have a nice day, you asshole.
Hello.
Yes,
hello.
Hi. I'd like to make an order.
Yes, sir.
Okay. One banchud. Hello? Some weird fucking shit going on.
Holiday Soul and Best Chicken?
I want to make an order, and I don't want to talk to any fucking woman.
Sorry?
I don't want to talk to any fucking woman.
What do you want to order?
I want to talk to a man. Get off the phone, woman. I don't talk to woman on the phone. Woman mess up order. Go to the kitchen. Why are you not in the kitchen? Huh?
We are in the kitchen.
Well, put a man on the phone who answers the phone. Come on.
Who?
Hip. Put a man on the phone. Hip.
You want to order, so you can order.
Okay. All right. One chicken tikka masala?
Sorry. It's our own vegetarian restaurant.
Okay. One banchud? Okay, whatever. Fucking bitch. We had up to 4 people on the line at one time. None of those was funny, if you ask me. None of those entertained me. None of them made me happy.
Fascinating.
Hello, we are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number after the beep. We will return your call.
Here's a different one. Flora India Machine.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Flora Indian.
Hi, this is Om Bestrin.
Hello.
Hello, this is Om Bestrin. Hi.
Sorry. Yes, please, sir. How can I help you? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Hello. Hello. Hello? 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 Okay. Here's Two Fat Indians. Two Fat Indians in Melbourne, Australia. Isn't it pronounced Melbourne? Isn't it used to say like Melbourne? Melbourne? Some shit like that. Melbourne? Like Melba toast. Yeah. Pull my guns out, shooting at the TV. So medicated, man, I damn
miss the TV. But news is indicated, don't catch the reason. Two Fat Indians, how can I help you?
Yeah, hey, how are you doing, sexy?
Sorry?
How are you doing, sexy?
Who you are?
I'm making order.
That's how you make an order?
Well, I was just saying hi. I haven't done an order yet. Yeah, that is how I do an order, fucker. Stupid.
Hey, Carter, how can I help
you?
Yeah,
that is how I do an order. Why? What's the problem?
So what would you like to order?
One chicken tikka masala.
Actually, we are closed today for lunch.
Why did you ask what I wanted to order? Why would you ask that if you're closed for today, stupid motherfucker? Why? Take the fucking order because you're not fucking closed. Don't give me that fucking bullshit, motherfucker.
We are closed because we're having a private function in the restaurant, so we are closed.
Bullshit. I'm still coming in. You have staff there. I'm still coming in. This is bullshit.
But,
you lesbian.
Why are you talking like that? Like, don't you know how to talk to people?
Well, because you're a woman, to be honest with you. This is how I talk to women. This is how I come across.
Yeah. I did say, like, we are closed for tonight and we're opening tomorrow.
That's nice, honey. Okay, is there a man I can talk to get this worked out, figured out?
Hey, Ben. Can you come in for a sec?
Hello?
Yeah, what's her problem? Huh?
What?
Yeah, she's gonna get a little slap in the mouth if I ever come down there and she talks to me like that in person, huh?
Why don't you come down right now, you fucking faggot?
You fucking motherfucking
come.
Asshole.
Huh?
Yeah.
Come, you loser. Mate.
Yeah, what about Banchu? Do you know what Banchu is?
Come. Huh? Come, you loser.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, my weasel.
Yeah,
right.
Quick. We're waiting, all right?
Yeah, comfort
hurry
of
up.
Me. Comfort of me.
Hurry up. Come.
Yeah,
come
on. Come.
Come, I'm waiting.
Jack off in
come.
Front of me. Jack off.
Come on, you dumb American. Come on.
Masturbate in front of me. I'm Australian.
Masturbate. 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 Masturbate.
Can I talk to the lady?
Yeah, I'll put you on to another person who thinks you're a wanker. Yeah, I don't.
Hello.
Yeah, can I make an order, please?
Sorry?
I'd like to make an order, please.
No, sorry, we are closed today.
Fuck you.
You, please, also.
You fucking mother, banshoed sister, fucking asshole. You fucking monkey fell out of the tree.
Kandu!
One.
Monkey that fell out of the tree? That's you. Monkey that fell out of the tree. Dude, the people who are pranking tonight are like being real fucking mean and jerky to me. I don't appreciate it.
They don't know how to take an order. That's what it is. They got a problem with the order part.
Everyone's being real rude to me, making me feel bad. They're turning the tables on me, and I don't.
This may call for you getting a little bit tougher.
Yeah. Anyway, what I was going to say before all that milkman is with that Victoza. There is a concern about thyroidism problems because when they tested it on rats, the rats developed some of them developed a thyroid condition.
They had a hell of a list of side effects. That's why I was asking. Yeah. It is working. That's good for you, man. Because
yeah,
side effects can always make some of the best shit annoying.
Yeah. Well, it didn't happen in any humans, but they won't prescribe it to you if you've had thyroid cancer, apparently. But
you don't have thyroid cancer.
Well, exactly. Yeah, unless if you have or have had thyroid cancer, you can't take it because it affected rats at some point. But it hasn't affected any humans. It might be something where 3 years down the line, I might get thyroid cancer. But thyroid cancer
will it help to diminish your homosexual tendencies, or will it augment them?
Sure. Isn't thyroid cancer pretty manageable though? Isn't it like melanoma?
I don't know, dude. I don't know if it's a manageable form of cancer. I know that your thyroid controls your metabolism. You know, your metabolic rate is set by your thyroid.
Man.
That's why people have thyroid problems, have weight problems, usually heavy.
So are you saying that I could develop a thyroid problem where, in turn, all the weight that I lose because of the appetite suppressant will end up coming back?
Holy shit, really?
Oh, God, man, think about it. Dude. God would do that, right? God would teach humanity a lesson.
God wouldn't do that, man.
Yeah,
this is chemistry. It has nothing to do with God. It's all about man and chemistry.
No, God is like, I'm going to take this gift away from you because you were vain.
Well, then don't use his name in vain no more. Quit saying
that. It's what's going to happen to you when you get that surgery now that you got approved for. You're going to see what's going
to
happen.
I'm not going to be able to poop for a long time, dude. They're going to send my butt shut, and then that way, you know, I don't have to worry about gaining weight anymore, man.
Whatever. All right, we got for sale a child's tricycle. This is in Mississippi. A child's tricycle.
I love Mississippi, man. Delta Blues, baby.
Yeah, and a redneck guy answered there. Milkman, your people...
Yeah, man, motherfucker, she ain't my motherfucker.
So what are you, like, Creole or something? Like, how the fuck does that happen? Where are your people from? Jesus.
Dude, I got some Puerto Rican in me too, man. They're on me anyway.
You're like 10 different races. Disgusting. No wonder you look like a... No wonder you have diabetes.
Hello?
Yeah, hey. I see you got a tricycle. I have diabetes.
Say that again.
I see you have a tricycle. I have diabetes.
I didn't understand you.
I see you have a child's tricycle. I have diabetes.
Oh, yes. I'd forgotten about that, as a matter of fact.
You dumb motherfucker.
Yes, we do. We have a little child's tricycle.
You dumb motherfucker. I have diabetes.
Okay, what about it?
Well, I have fucking diabetes. And this motherfucker, okay?
Okay.
Respect me. All right, so $10 cash only?
Yes.
Does it have to be bills?
No. It don't matter. What is it, quarters?
Canadian quarters.
What is it?
Quarters, yeah, sure, quarters, yeah. Technically, they're quarters.
That'd be fine.
Technically, they're quarters, yeah. Okay, and I have dollar bills, but they have, like, this dye on them. I don't know how it happened.
What does that mean to me?
Well, there's dye on them, and some of them, like, they like, kind of got shredded, like someone put a firecracker in them.
So, can you spend them?
Yeah, probably, but, like, for, like, person-to-person transactions, I would save it to that. I wouldn't deposit them in the bank.
Well, you know, if it's not anything I could use at the bank, well, I wouldn't want it.
Well, no, you can still go to a store and use it, but I wouldn't, you know what I mean? I wouldn't go to a bank and give it, because they might check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you could spend it in the store, yeah.
I'd rather have the quarters. Bring the quarters.
Okay. All right. I'll bring the goddamn motherfucking quarters, motherfucker.
Where are you from?
I'm from Mississippi, motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, I mean, where would you be coming from?
On the road, motherfucker, in my fucking car. In the motherfucking car, motherfucker.
Well, who would come after the tricycle?
I want to ride it because I got diabetes.
Well, who would pick it up?
I'm going to call, motherfucker.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here in Petal. I'm here in town. I'm new here. I live on Horse Machine Ranch Road.
Okay, so you live in Petal.
Yeah, then I'm going to call. I'm going to masturbate in front of you and your family.
Oh, yes, I got you.
Right? I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to be like, I got the fucking, I'm going to smell the tricycle seat. I'm going to smell it and masturbate and ejaculate on it and sit down on it until I get stuck on it. Okay, there we go. What the fuck? Was he just not listening to me calling motherfucker?
I think he's really interested in getting the quarters for that tricycle, man. And he don't want you sniffing the seat either.
This is a fucking retarded show tonight. I love it.
Leave your name and number, and I will return your call. Thank you.
Did they ever not have the TV on? Jesus, they even have it in the fucking voicemail. So I'm gonna go masturbate in front of your family. It's like, yep, oh, all right, yep. Yep, we can do that. He's like, sure, we'll watch.
Hello.
Hey, how are you, honey?
I'm fine.
Good, that's good. Listen, I was just talking, I guess, to your husband about getting the tricycle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so is tomorrow? I don't want her to come there tonight. It's too late, you know, to come down there.
Yeah.
When, are you guys going to be around the afternoon, or do you guys work or whatever?
No, we'll be here after afternoon. You can call afternoon and make sure that we're here.
Okay, all right, and then, yeah, so I wanted to come, I want to see the tricycle first, you know, just to check it out, make sure it's okay.
Okay,
all right,
that's
then,
fine.
And then I'm going to smell the tricycle, the seat on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to smell it while I drop my pants, and I'm going to masturbate in front of your whole family.
No, you're not.
Oh, yeah, I'm coming. He already gave me the address. He already gave me the address.
Goodbye.
Okay. Are you there? Hey, honey. Oh, she was there still. No, you're not. No, I'm not, milkman. No, I'm not.
That's right. You better get it straight, son. Tell me you're from Florida.
If you don't talk ugly, I'm not talking to you.
Well, happy Easter. So tomorrow's a good day to come by, then.
You can give us a call. If we're at home, you're welcome to come look at it.
Okay, all right. And what I'll do is I'll put my hand, I'm going to wear sweatpants and leave my pants on. But I'm going to have my hand inside the pants because I have enough room with my
sir, listen, we're Christians. I don't want to listen to this kind of talk. Good night.
Okay. I understand. Let's leave her alone, milkman. All right, come on, they're Christians. That's enough.
Yeah, I don't like fooling around with Christians, dude. You know, it's just being alone, dude. There's plenty others to find out there that are funny.
We don't prank call, we're Christians here, Milkman, on Prank Call Network. Prank Call Nation. Prank Call Network. Wrong name. That's pretty sad. I came up with a fucking name for it, and I just call it the wrong thing. I'm going to move for coconut meat. I don't know why, just coconut meat. We got someone with a John Deere skidder for sale. All right. It has all the parts, the good parts on it.
I like John Deere, son, but Ford's better.
So it's a broken down one. It's got a lot of good parts. They'll pull them off.
You're a John Deere man or a Ford man?
I'm a Kawasaki man. Hello?
Yes?
Hey, honey baby, how are you?
Excuse me?
How are you doing, honey baby?
I'm not your honey baby.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you. You have the
Thank
John
you.
Deere parts? Oh, come on, you fucking bitch. She got mad about honey baby, Milkman. They have three more numbers listed, though.
Oh, that's good.
I thought in Mississippi and the South would be okay with that. Shit. Hello?
I think you've got the wrong number.
I'm sorry. You have John Deere parts. I needed some. I was just trying to be nice. That's just how I talk.
I'm sorry. I just thought you was looking for your honey baby.
I just call women that. I'm sorry. Did I offend you?
No. Just not used to it.
Okay. All right. I have a big dick. How much are they? How much for the parts? Oh shit!
Is she willing to show her parts?
What
for sale?
This bus that I got a big dick. Oh my god. We're not getting an answer there. They, as I was saying before, they had two other numbers listed for them. Let's give the next one a call, see if someone else in the household. That's funny. This one isn't answering, apparently. Here's a third one. Keeping in mind, if you're watching on the YouTube video feed or over at MadhouseLive.com's video feed and you're not listening to the audio feed, you're missing out on the music. You're missing out on the full experience. YouTube and Google, of course, have a high... strict rules when it comes to copyright music.
Get it in stereo.
Yeah, so if you wanted to get the music along with this broadcast, if you're wondering why there's a lot of pauses sometimes, it's because you're missing out on the musical effect. You can go over to prankcallnation.com.
Oh, yeah.
And entertain yourself.
This one's for you in the room here.
Yeah. I use drugs. I'm not mad.
No way, man. Not drugs, dude. That's not cool. Man, it's not cool.
Likewise, if you're listening and you wanted to see me and watch Milkman doing drugs on video...
I ain't going to do no drugs now.
Check out our YouTube feed.
We done drugs a lot, man.
You can watch it right over at MadhouseLive.com on the
front page. That's a pretty good chat you got going there, man. That was a hell of a hit.
Thank you, asshole.
better for me. Mellow shorty wanna trip with the kid. Smoke weed and be down with those inside jokes. Bubble of mischief, I'm thinking disco. The song got a demo, but still no distro.
Ring, 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 telephone ring. All right, so here we have in Texas a hunting lodge, which you can rent.
Best,
there's a two-bird limit. I don't know what that means. You can only catch two birds? That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Really?
Some places have law like that. It might be just for their party, though, if you're going to take them to party. You know?
So you can't go out there and kill all the birds?
The fuck. Take a fucking machine shotgun out there. Blah, 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 blah.
Go out there with 50 people and just shoot all the
exactly.
birds.
Fucking 10-gauge. I want a 10-gauge yeah. machine shotgun, man. Fucking. Yeah. Vulcan loader on it, yep.
Oh my god. I'm gonna tell them I'm gonna napalm it.
Fuck yeah, man. That's like a 10,000 round cartridge, you know, or pound.
I'm gonna knock down all the fucking trees and chase all the squirrels into a fucking bonfire.
Oh, fuck. Oh, you got more weight than fucking and bullets and carts.
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Yeah, listen, buddy, you got that hunting lodge over there.
Yes.
Good, good. And what, there's a two-bird limit, is it? I'm from Florida, you see, and we don't have no limits on the bird shooting. How is it up here in this motherfucker?
What's that?
How's the bird limit? How's that working, this motherfucker? We don't got one in Florida, where I live. I live in Ocala, Florida, off the National Forest.
Okay, yeah, well, I do, on all of our hunts, we do a two bird limit.
So I can just kill two of them motherfuckers?
Yeah.
All right, does that include bald eagles? No, right?
If you wanted to.
Okay, good, good. That's a good deal. All right, and so do you have a rule against the trees also? Like, what can I do not do with the trees?
With the trees?
Yeah.
You can cut them down, you can hug them, you can do whatever you want to do with them.
Can I have a bonfire?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have a big bonfire. We're going to go into the trees. We're going to cut them all down and chase all the fucking squirrels into the fucking bonfire.
Okay. That sounds good.
Then all the guys are going to shoot our shotguns up in the air. We're going to take our clothes off and dance for Satan. We're going to be like, Satan, motherfucker, Satan, like that. We're going to play Metallica backwards really loud.
That's normally what most of the people do. Then.
We'll have it
common.
Echo through the whole thing. Then we're going to burn the lodge down with us inside of it while we're masturbating the whole time.
Yeah, that's what they did last week.
I'm going to say,
normally, every couple weeks or so, somebody does that, so it's pretty common.
So you're Jim Rapey?
Yeah.
Okay, so you have people in your family that raped?
They what?
You have people in your family that raped?
They rape?
Yeah, your last name is Rapey.
Oh, it's actually with a B, but since you ask about the rape, I mean, yeah, that's a pretty common practice.
Yeah, in your family it is?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's pretty good. It's a fun thing to do, you know, to pass the time away.
How many fathers do you have?
What's that?
How many fathers do you have?
How many fathers?
Yeah.
11, I believe.
Nice.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Listen, my name is Jim Raby. I live here in Ville Platte. How are you?
Fine. How you doing?
Good. I'm interested in your duck and goose calls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I want to put them in my ass and fart.
You want to do what?
I want to put them in my asshole and fart. I don't think he wants that, Jim. Jim, Jimbo.
What's that?
Yeah, I don't think he wants to do that.
I guess not.
What's your address?
My address?
Yeah.
Pete Fox. 29.
P.O. Box 629?
Yes. San Antonio, Texas, 786-35-27-4697.63¼.
Did you get that? Hello?
Hello?
Not you, the other guy. Hey, duck goose call. He doesn't want to talk now. He's a motherfucker.
You must be bored, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. It's not going good for me tonight.
Do what?
My math teacher in high school, he died of cancer Tuesday morning.
Oh.
Yeah, and I was masturbating in the middle of thinking about it, and I just, like, lost my erection and everything.
Yeah, well, normally that makes me get harder.
Does someone die of cancer, really?
Yeah, normally that'll just make it harder. Really, it's a mess. Sight to see.
Dude, you get hard because Mr. Lindell died?
Hello? No, when somebody else tells me a story about it.
Hey, how you doing? You have turkey hunt?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Can I catch the turkeys with my hands, or does that have to be with a gun?
You can catch them with your hands if you want to.
Okay, now I want to break their necks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to rip off the necks and the head and everything. I'm going to rip it off.
Okay.
I'm going to eat, and I'll eat the turkey, you know, not even cooking. I'll eat it right there in front of everybody, the bowels and everything, the shit.
Hi, there you go.
Yeah, and then I'll be
like, there you go, $600, $600, I don't care what you do with it.
I'll be like, great Satan, come in my body, great Satan, and I'll have all the blood and everything on me.
Oh, yeah. What type of pictures?
Yeah, but I'll be like, great Satan, and then I'll start a fire. Yeah, I'm gonna start a fire. Yeah, I take Coke bottles, I fill them with gasoline, and I put like a rag. Uh-huh. I put a rag in the top. I make like 20 of them, then I light them all with my Zippo lighter, and I scream in the name of Satan, and I start throwing the bottles up into the trees.
Hi, there you go.
Yeah, like you can light like a whole forest on fucking fire. It's really awesome.
I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you.
You're a motherfucker. You know that.
So do you? So you want to come turkey hunting?
Yeah. Will you masturbate while I hunt turkeys?
Hey, depends on how much money you put up.
I'll give you $600 extra, $1,200 total.
All right, sounds good.
How many times you masturbate then?
It doesn't matter to me.
We do. I want you to masturbate for 2 hours straight without stopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will you do that? Look, you have to keep pulling yourself back. Fuck you, man. Fuck you. I really fucking hate you. Why don't you get mad or anything? Fuck you, asshole.
Me? Because I don't have anything to get mad about.
All right, I'm going to put Milkman on just to talk stupid to you. Maybe you'll hang on. Milkman, make a funny voice, Milkman.
Yes. So, can I make an order? Listen, Bancho, I'd like to make an order. I heard you gone too. Yes? Are you gone too? You know?
What?
Gone too. Listen, Bancho, take the back out of your ear.
Is that your phone or mine? Hey.
I can't understand what you're saying.
I don't know either.
I think you got a meter in your ear, bro, son.
Somebody's ringing.
I don't know. Is that yours?
I think your head's ringing right now.
I don't think it's mine.
I think it's
on y'all's end.
Don't give me that now. I can hear it.
I think that's your phone. Your phone wasn't ringing?
Your head's ringing.
No, I can hear it.
You can hear it, right? I don't know. I
heard can hear it. I can hear the ringing.
I think I heard it, too. Yeah.
I couldn't get it. It's not mine.
You sound like you bumped your head, man.
Maybe it was my phone.
I don't know.
Do you know
that's kind of weird.
Do you know a Trudy?
A what?
Trudy. Do you know a Trudy?
Huh?
No?
Jonathan.
Do you know a Jonathan? Oh, look, there it goes again. Is that you?
Yeah, that's not me.
Do you hear that?
Dude, what's wrong with your phone?
I don't know. I don't know what that
is. Dude, you need to go check your battery or something. Shit.
That's weird.
Yeah, maybe it's your phone lines just crossed over.
Is somebody going to answer?
I don't know. I never heard
you go. you don't want to talk, shit.
Hello?
Put somebody else on.
Yeah, Tommy.
Hello?
Is Tommy there?
Hello? Oh, hello? Did you hear that?
Who you calling, man?
Bed asleep.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah? Who is this?
Who's this?
Huh? Hello?
Hi, baby.
Hello?
I have no idea. Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, my phone rang over here and I picked up.
Oh.
Is Tommy there?
Tommy?
Yeah, do you know Tommy?
No, I don't know Tommy.
I don't know one either.
I guess I made two of it.
It says here that Tommy called. I don't know. I think Tommy, is Tommy there? Is the woman there?
No.
I swear a woman was on, right? And she said that she was...
No, sleeping. I heard you. No, I did hear that. I heard some woman on there for a second.
That's weird. Like, my phone just started making a ringing noise. Like, it was ringing. I don't understand where that
came from. Yeah, I could hear that, too.
Right? Isn't that insane?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Have you ever had a problem with your phone, like, checked out? Maybe they could check your lines or something, or mine.
Dude,
I don't know.
You need to check your battery. Sound like it's dying.
Yeah. Well, there it is again. You heard that?
Listen to this shit.
I do hear it.
Son of a bitch.
Why don't you charge that shit up, man?
Y'all got something going on. Y'all do something.
No, I swear to God, I got a phone call and I picked it up.
That's crazy. Huh.
All right.
Am I going to answer it on this time? Can you hear it ringing?
Jimmy. Either my phone's off.
Oh, it was Jimmy. Do you know a Jimmy?
I don't know a Jimmy.
I don't know a Jimmy either. Ah, that's weird. I don't know. It keeps doing that. Maybe it's like a computer.
You need to charge the battery.
I didn't even know how this all started out. I just know I was sleeping here, and there it goes again.
What is wrong with your phone, man?
And who's that guy?
You need to get Verizon.
There's another guy on here, too, with us.
Metro PCS shit.
Who's that?
Huh?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? It's weird. Are y'all there?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
What the hell's wrong with your phone, man?
I don't think it's funny. I think there's a real problem here with the phone.
I think you got a battery going dead, man.
That's not what it is. Oh, man.
Do you have a cordless phone? A cordless phone?
Oh, yeah. All right, well... Hey, I'm fixing to have to go to bed.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I hear you.
Okay.
The ringing stopped again. There was ringing, and someone...
Give me a headache, man. My head's ringing now. Charge your battery.
All right, buddy.
Well, I'm fixing to go to bed.
So. All right, me too. I'm fixing to go masturbate.
Go charge your battery, man.
I'll do it. Y'all be sure and have fun.
All right, yeah. All right, bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, whatever. That guy was having a good old time, okay?
He's having a good time now. He got better shit than we do, man.
Cracked up more than I have tonight.
That would be cool just to get a call like that out of the blue, though. That would be fucking funny as shit.
It would make my week. I know that.
It definitely would, man. I'd be playing right along with it, dude. I would, you know, even not knowing all about all this shit, I'd still be playing along with it because I'd be thinking it's like, this is funny. I would shit myself if I found out I was on the radio, though, you know.
Yeah, man, I'm tired. All right, here's someone's got a concealed carry class being offered.
Yeah, man. It's another old fat old girl here for you, brother.
All right, man. You be careful with that. That's illegal. What you're doing right now is illegal.
Dude, that shatter, though, man. That shatter. Put a chunk of shatter right in the middle. It's mind shattering.
I wonder are you losing all this weight and stuff because of all the drugs?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. You put an ad here for classes for using the gun machines?
We teach a basic pistol course.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yeah.
Okay, so then I can do the...
course in Louisiana.
Fuck you. Then I can carry it around, right? Legally?
No. You have to, once you take the class, it's required by the state of Louisiana, you take the basic pistol course
before you can apply. What? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Hold on
just a second. Hello? Oi, yes, you have a pistol class, is it?
Yes.
Okay, and after this, of course, you guys will notarize the paperwork, and then I still have to file it with the city or the county, or where exactly for me to be able to carry it around the motherfucker?
What?
After I take the course, I get notarized paperwork from you, correct?
Uh-huh.
Do I file that with the county or the state or where exactly, motherfucker?
You file it with the state.
Ooh! Alright, and do you shoot, do I actually do target shooting?
Yes.
And do I learn how to hold the gun?
Yep.
And then I'm going to learn how to twirl the gun? That, you know, you put it on the hip and you pick it up, you twirl it around and you shoot it in the air, you're like, motherfucker, stand back, like pow, 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 pow. Do that
yeah,
part?
Something like that.
Huh? Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah? Yep. Yeah, then you learn how to be, can you teach me how to shoot the gun sideways, holding it sideways?
Yep.
Okay. You know what I mean by sideways?
Yep.
Like I want to, well, like I'm gonna wrap the handle with a bandana around my hand, and I'm gonna hold the gun instead of pointing up and down. The sight is gonna go left from right.
Uh huh.
And then ho 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 ho.
Yeah.
Oh, ho 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 ho. Hey hey ho hey hey. Hey, hey. That was about. That was a really weird moment in my life.
That guy is definitely fucked up. I mean, who was that guy we called, man?
I don't know.
What was his name?
I don't know.
The cracker dude.
He's making weird noises tonight. All right, moving right along. Lonesome sending in some good numbers. Some like real redneck people are selling shit.
I know, man. Yeah.
I was in her.
Dude, I lived in Florida too, man. Shit, dude.
You know how
and I've been far south of the islands, man. So.
That doesn't count. The further south you go in Florida, the more north
I went
you go.
Actually the other way, dude. I went below south, dude. I'm with the islands, man. You know, you're from there, man.
Yeah, but Milkman, you know the saying, the further south in Florida you get, the further north you go, you know?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
True.
Yeah. Miami's really...
More
not
and more perfect, man. You get closer to the bottom, you get more and more snowbirds, dude.
Yep.
Snowbirds, count on them, man, like a clock, man. October, here they come. Swoop.
All right.
All these 70-year-olds.
All right, quiet. Listen, shut up. Someone has a wetsuit. What do you do with a wetsuit? You put it on, you take a piss.
Piss in it, yes. And then it's warmed up first. That way it's nice and warm.
Man, this one time I was at fucking Blue Springs, man, Florida. It's like a spring.
Which one? Silver Springs?
Blue Springs.
Oh, blue, okay.
And this motherfucker, this fucking Mexican was doing scuba diving lessons, and he came out of the water, and he came out next to me, and I looked over, and there was yellow water dripping from him, and it smelled like fucking horse piss. It was so fucking disgusting. Oh my God. He took a piss. And he must have done it like right as he was coming out, and he didn't bother to like make sure he was. Oh, it was so fucking sick.
I got my scuba cert down there. It was at Rainbow River, dude. So I swam where I got mine at.
Rainbow River, huh?
Hello.
Yeah, how are you doing, you motherfucker?
Who is this?
Yeah, I wanted to see about this. Is it a wetsuit that you have?
Who is this?
This is Eddie. How are you? God bless you.
I think you have the wrong number.
You have something for sale. You put as a smooth fleece type lining, knee pads. Hello.
I don't think so.
Come on, is Kirk there?
Hang on a minute,
motherfucker.
Something fleece line.
What?
Did you put something fleece line?
It's his mom.
Did I put
something
for sale?
On fleece
line. Yeah.
I got it.
Milkman.
Shh.
Calling about it?
Yeah. Where from?
I don't know. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Louisiana.
Louisiana?
Iota.
From Iota?
And I'm masturbating. I ruined it by saying I was masturbating.
Way down there in the Delta, baby.
They left another number too. You bitch.
Eat me, bastard.
You fucking asshole. Why would you do something like that? Fuck you. That doesn't do shit. You playing a whistle on the
phone. Oh, boy. That was a hell of a measure, dude.
What a dickhead.
Let's call him back and give him one back.
All right, he's. Let me call the other number. All right, enough of that.
Take you hung on for a couple minutes anyway.
Here is a group deer and turkey hunt in KY, also known as Kentucky.
KY Jelly, home of KY Jelly Dew. Why do you think they invented it there?
Kentucky Jelly.
They named Kentucky after it.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. You have a group deer turkey hunt, motherfucker?
Have what?
You have a group deer and turkey hunt, motherfucker? I'm diabetic.
Hello? Hang on just a second.
Oh, shit.
Tom.
Hello?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. Who is this?
Son of a bitch. This is Eddie.
Hey, man, you got the wrong number.
Motherfucker, you got a group deer and turkey hunt, motherfucker.
You got the wrong number, buddy.
Listen, I command you to talk to me about it, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, well, don't ever call here again.
I'm going to call again, motherfucker. Ain't shit.
Okay, go ahead, because you won't get nobody.
Ain't shit you're going to do. All right. Let's see. Yeah, okay, he already said he ain't going to pick up.
Great, you won't do, buddy. Yeah, I think we'll rouse somebody's attention. Give us enough time.
I'm gonna get a whistle.
We'll crack your fucking. We'll crack your voice.
Hey,
now.
Motherfucker. Hey, you need to apologize. Or I'm gonna call again. And bullshit that I'm not gonna get anybody, huh? Bullshit on you. Bullshit on you.
Hi. Just a little bit quieter.
Oh my god, you heard them? They're in bed right now. Yeah. Hey, motherfucker. Hey.
Bad Albert.
Get the train whistle.
Okay.
Get the train whistle. Get the alarm, dude. Get the alarm.
Oh, I don't have that alarm anymore.
Oh, dude, I love that alarm, dude. We had a lot of fun with that.
Oh, I bought another one. I got. You have to solder it. I got to put it together.
Oh, shit. You got to fix it, dude.
Yeah. I bought
this
a new
one.
Kit.
Don't tear this one up this time. Yeah. Be a little more careful. I'll send you a case for it.
Yeah. Well, I got an Altoid box I'm going to put it in.
Perfect. Don't have to be much bigger than that.
Hello.
Is that big fat Daniel?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking to rent a small two bedroom house or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got one of those motherfuckers. Hello? I'm going to take a break.
Fuckers.
No, man, I'm going to take a
break. Hanging on there, man.
Yeah, I know, but I don't want to take a break with them on the line because then they're going to hear special shit. So let me hang up on them. Okay, so I'm going to take a break right now real quick so I can go refill on my water machine. I will be back, however. I'm excited about doing some more prank calls. We still haven't looked at Request a Prank. We got more numbers coming in from Lonesome Loser. I'm sure Ken is around. He's going to be joining us. Maybe some of the others will join as well. That'd be cool. That'd be excellent. And remember, if you're watching the video or listening to the show, head over to madhouselive.com where you can send a request to prank over to me. I'm going to be doing those when we come back. Also, join our chat room if you're not in there now. That's over at prankcallnation.com/chat.
Get your 420. That's right. Get your 420s out, man. That time again.
All right, man. Keep doing the drugs, Milkman.
Space,
this music was really
space
good for
machines.
You. Yeah.
Spark it up, space machine. Mira, barco de la madre, mira.
Barco de la madre. Anyway, I'll be back in about like five. Give me about 5 or 6 minutes. I'll be right back. Okay, folks. Much appreciated.
Machine on space is machines.
Space jam.
Listening to Madhouse Live on the largest prank call station in the nation. Prank Call Nation.
Fuck you want, Mike Tucker. Good. I almost just said good afternoon. Good evening, everybody. I'm Carlito, host of the show, back here for the second part, along with Milkman.
Yay. Oh, yeah. Oh, ramped.
Yeah.
Hope everybody got out the sparks.
Yeah, man. Drink those sparks, those energy drink beers. They're really good.
You just start.
Okay, look, I'm going to take a look at Request a Prank as promised here and see what we have to do.
Request a prank. Oh, shit.
Okay, looking here, Oliver is a black Nigerian guy, always sleeps on the job, and preaches the Bible. Okay. We are to call him, tell him to come to room 205, and tell him that God is his best friend. The guy who actually lives in 205 is an Indian Hindu guy. Okay. Whatever. All right. In London, in the UK, a Nigerian guy named Oliver who preaches the Bible, and we're going to try to get him to go to an Indian guy's room and get him to say Bantu. That is what we've been told to do by this user named Joe Paff. Joe Paff. Ho Paffa. Ho Paff.
Can I help?
Oliver?
Yeah?
I need you to come to 205, please.
205?
Yes. The Indian man is here.
How can I come in there?
Okay, I need you to deliver a message to him. It's important. He needs to know that Banchud.
Okay.
Can you write that down?
205, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going there now.
Are you on the? Can you take the phone with you?
The what?
Do you have the phone with you?
Yeah, phone. You're a resident in 205?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm coming there now.
Okay. Well, take the phone with you.
Yeah, with the phone.
Okay, go. I'm waiting. Thank you, Oliver, for doing this. Are you there yet?
Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, what's wrong?
Okay, well, is the man there?
Who's speaking?
This is, my name is Banchud.
Who are you?
Banchud.
Where are you? Who are you?
Well, it's important that we talk to him. Is he there?
Call him on his private line, please.
No, it's not working.
Yeah, that's nothing I can do about it.
Well, knock on the door. It's an emergency.
No.
He's not responding.
Please call him
on
his private line, okay?
Listen, he called
us. We don't give information. We don't
do anything. He called me. He called me and said he wasn't feeling good. He was feeling like he was going to fall down. And then he hung up. And I try calling back, and he's not picking up. I think he fell down. Please call. Oh, knock on the door. I'm scared. It's my friend. Please. Please. Please, Oliver, please.
What do you say your name is?
Banchud.
Banchud.
Yeah.
Are you living in the hotel here?
No, I used to be live with him somewhere else. Loud, loud. Oh, no, I think he's in trouble. You're going to have to open the door. What's that noise? You're not very loud. He can't hear you.
When did he call you?
Like 5 minutes ago.
Did you call anybody?
Tell him Banchud. Tell him Banchud. Tell him I'm on the line. Tell him Banchud is calling.
Did you know somebody called Banchud? You call somebody complaining that you're feeling well. Hello? Yeah, so why do what time you said he called you, you're sick, that he's sick, right?
Well, that he was going to fall down. Did you tell him who I am?
What do you say your name is?
Banchud.
Banchud.
Yeah.
Hello?
Let me talk to him.
Hello, he said he didn't call you, okay? So call him on his private line now.
Well,
call him on his private
phone,
okay?
He needs to pick it up, motherfucker, you fucking Nigerian motherfucker.
So call him on his private phone, okay?
Asshole. You're an asshole. All right, he didn't want to put me on. Oh, that was funny. At least we booked the guy up. All right, well, Mr. Joe Paff, thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah. The guy was very compliant.
Yeah. All right, moving right along. This number here is for a person selling fingerless gloves for $10 a pair. Wow.
Oh, that's what they use in surgery now, right?
Fingerless gloves? Why?
Yeah, the new kind of
gloves. Why would you use fingerless gloves?
Well, it's the latest. It's the latest style.
Okay. Would you wear latex under it? That's kind of cool.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're going to, wear panties, I guess.
Dude, if I was a surgeon, I would so wear fingerless leather gloves with latex gloves under them so the fingers still had the latex and then have these cool kick-ass leather gloves.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, but you'd have to use new leather gloves each time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So get expensive. But you're a doctor, so fuck it, right? Like, fuck it. If I was a doctor, if I was making, like, a lot of money, I wouldn't wear the same pair of socks more than once. I would throw them away each time. I swear to God, I would.
Wear those little fluffy shoes they wear. You ain't have to worry about
it. Nothing feels better than a new pair of socks for wearing it the first time, milkman. And I would, I would want that every time. Like, like LeBron James. Do you really think he reuses his socks? Do you think he does? I don't think he reuses his sneakers. His shoes, I don't think he reuses, let alone his socks.
James Bond?
LeBron James, Milkman. Come on. Get your head out of your ass. Stop it. Request a prank, right? That's what I was doing. Let's see. And the fingerless gloves. I might walk around with fingerless gloves like Dice. Andrew Dice Clay.
Hell yeah, dude. He's aware of that. Gloves, man. Dice Clay, yeah. I remember that shit. What's up? What's up?
He always had those fingerless weightlifting gloves, and he was always out of shape. That was so stupid.
Tough guy, man. Dude, that was...
Eazy-E did that, too.
Early in the days in the show, man.
You have reached the mailbox of 671.
No, I haven't. I'm trying again to get some fingerless gloves. All right, getting no answer there. Moving right along. The next request to prank comes from Turbo also. This is people who are movers who move shit, household shit, presumably from Guam to the West Coast. Okay, so it's a moving...
I'll put on Echo. Cool.
They'll move your shit from Guam to the United States. There are some of these in Puerto Rico who will move your shit to New York or Orlando or Miami.
Virgin Islands, too, man.
Virgin Islands has it, yeah. Yeah, it's big business, man.
Ship your car, your belongings.
Well, the thing is, they ship your car and they fill up your car with as much shit as they can. That's the first thing they do. I know that. And the rest they usually put like in a pods container these days. They used to do it some other way, but they usually just mail it too, I think. Something like that. My cousin did it. My cousin was staying with my mom for a while. And she shipped her car. It cost her a whole bunch of money. Hey, motherfucker, you guys shipped a car machine? Hello?
Hello?
You ship a car?
Going to where?
To Los Angeles.
Yes, one moment, please.
It's a tank.
Hovercraft.
Hello, this is Yvette. Can I help you?
Yeah, I wanted to ship a vehicle to the West Coast, to Los Angeles from here in Daydado.
What kind of vehicle, sir?
It's a military hovercraft.
A vehicle? Is this a private-owned vehicle?
It's a Navy SEAL hovercraft.
Oh, I see. Do you have the dimension and the weight?
The dimension? It's a big black and blue raft.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Corporal Milkman, how many square feet would you say that is?
Approximately 72 square feet, sir.
72 square feet. Yeah, it's off the USS Erlander.
Okay,
72.
Is there a way, do you have a picture of this vehicle? We want to know if this one can fit in a container or if it will go on a flat track.
I can look it up on Google Images. Yeah, motherfucker. Listen, I'm taking it from the base. They don't know that I'm taking it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't have any problem with that?
We actually need the actual dimension and the weight so we can give you an accurate weight.
What's the actual dimension and weight of your ass?
Well, it's 250 feet long. And it's 18
Hello?
Feet. Yeah, 18 feet at the tallest.
18 feet tall, 200 feet long. How wide is it then? 45
About feet? 35, yeah, 35 and a half feet exactly.
Yeah.
Should fit in one lane.
Did you get that? Hello, ma'am?
Hello?
Yeah, did you get that? He just gave you the dimensions, motherfucker. I'm not playing, motherfucker. I just gave you the fucking dimensions. Well, Corporal Milkman did. That's not his real name. It's his code name. His nom de guerre.
Let me just get your number. 1615.
Okay, la la. Here we go. I doubt that's what it is.
Where are you people feet? Calling?
I'm calling.
It's 200 feet.
I'm calling from my satellite phone.
We
cannot handle this vehicle. I'm sorry.
Why not?
It's too big.
You're an asshole.
You too.
Yeah, bitch.
It's too big. We tried 72 feet first. You didn't like that?
That's the first time a Guam woman was, like, cunty to me like that. Well, no, bullshit. They have.
Back at you. She's been around them U.S. guys on the base. She's wise now.
Taught her to curse.
She says, I'm help you.
Yeah, you know how to curse and drink?
I'm sorry, sir?
Do you like to curse and drink, little girl?
I don't know, sir. I don't know what you're calling for, sir.
I like a girl that drinks whiskey and likes to curse. I'm here at the military base.
So what about it, sir?
I want you to come over here. We can drink whiskey and curse.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Isn't that
that was a quick disconnect. Holy shit.
Isn't that what Army guys did in Vietnam? That's all they
pulled your plug, man.
In Vietnam, all they did was drink and curse. How cool was it that back in the day, like, our troops...
Your name's Ernie.
Our troops could get, like, beer and alcohol and shit with their provisions. They don't do that shit anymore.
Yeah, you
cool
get, like, what, like, 2 pints of grog?
Yeah, you could get, like, lit and shit. Like, during World War II in Korea and Vietnam, they used to get those guys whiskey and shit all the time. Bottles of whiskey.
Yeah, grog, right?
Well, I don't know. What's grog, Milkman?
They take whatever your alcohol is, and they pour a little bit of seawater in it to make it go further.
Ew. Why?
Because everybody gets some that way, so they put a little bit of seawater in it so everybody can get some.
That's disgusting, really? Ew. Ew, man. I don't want
to
drink that.
Fresh water is hard to get. So, you know, if you're going to have spirits, they want enough for everybody.
I would rather have less alcohol than alcohol that's mixed with shitty-ass seawater. I'd
there
be like,
go,
oh,
it wouldn't have been hell to be a pirate then, huh? Arr! No wonder you talk like this,
I would have beat the shit out of someone who gave me that. I would have been, if I was a pirate, I would have broken a bottle of grog over someone's head.
I'll grog your ass. All groggy.
All right, Turbo sends in a number for a guy who responded to a Craigslist ad looking for people to participate in a penis enlargement study. Good old Turbo putting out the word for penis enlargement, the holy grail of manhood, Milkman. After the cologne that attracts women.
Hey, I'm trisexual.
Yeah.
LA03, message 3. The mobile number you have called is no longer in.
Trying again. Oh, it's no longer in service? Never mind. Not even worth it. It said it was no longer in service. Okay, next in request a prank, taking a look here. Another person looking to participate in our penis enlargement program.
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing? You contacted me regarding the penis enlargement study?
Yeah, I'm actually at the gym right now. Do you mind, can I call you back in like a half hour?
Oh, that's fine, bro. What gym are you at?
LA Fitness.
Oh, wow. Yeah, totally. Yeah, I like that. I like that place. Oh, which one? Are you on the one on Crawford?
No, I'm actually on...
Okay, word. All right, buddy. What was your name?
John.
Okay, got it. Boulevard, right? Oh, yeah, sweet.
Yep.
All right, buddy.
Thank you.
Give me a call back. All right.
Thanks.
All right, bye. All right, now that we got his name and the location
bye,
he's at... What was his name? Shit. Guy, chat
John.
Room.
John, honey. John, honey.
John? Are you sure? All right, I'm calling the LA Fitness and reporting him.
Okay, honey. Bye, honey.
Thank you for calling LA Fitness. This is Brandon.
Yes, hello. I'm calling from the corporate office. Is there a John there working out right now? I believe he's on one of the machines.
Let me see. One moment. I know we had a John in here earlier. Is there a last name?
Yeah, we need him. Well, really rather not give that up, but we need to talk to him urgently. It's an emergency. His child is in trouble, and he's not answering his cell phone. If you don't mind, please. Thank you. John?
Wait, say it again?
John, me talk to John. It's about his house.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you still speaking to me?
Yeah, I'm waiting for John.
Okay. I have no way of reaching if I don't have a name, I have no way of getting a hold of him.
His name is John. His name is John.
Well, there's probably a lot of Johns.
John.
Well, now that you're giving the last name, I can maybe look at for him.
His name is John.
Let me see if I can maybe get a contact with him. One moment.
Like who?
John Smith. I bet there wouldn't be one of them either.
He's going to recognize my voice. I need someone else to tell him that he was masturbating. Dwight.
No.
Ken, tell him you're from the corporate office and that you caught him masturbating. Okay? Thank you.
Okay. Give me a shower.
Or Turbo, you do it. Turbo.
Yeah.
Tell him you're corporate office and he's in trouble for masturbation or something of that nature.
Okay.
I took a hurricane.
You got caught masturbating in the shower. It was on the camera.
Yeah,
right?
Ken, you can be the janitor who saw it.
I witnessed it. He asked me to join in.
Oh, be the trainer. Damn, are they going to find him?
If these morons find him, yeah.
I can call him back. Maybe he was in the shower with his small penis. Yeah, you got to tell him evidence. Tell him he had a small penis that you know.
That's night admit to only being like 4 inches hard. And Turbo ran him through the ringer and asked him to be circumcised before the procedure. And he's like, oh no, fuck that. He started flipping out.
Yeah, what was funny is asking him to have sex with a dog didn't make him flip out. But asking him to get circumcised, that Turbo was the last straw.
Turbo's like, oh, you don't want to, have sex with a dog. I guess we're going to have to disqualify you. The guy's like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm disqualified because I won't have sex with a dog? And fucking Turbo leads him out and talks him into it.
But circumcising him apparently would take away his manhood. So, yeah.
We tried calling back to get his mother, who was the original person who answered the phone, to let her know what a piece of shit son she has.
And a small penis. Oh, this.
Well, I already told her when she picked up that, you know, he wanted his penis enlarged. So.
Yeah, we got a guy named Luis you'll have to speak to also.
What's going on with this idiot guy? Hang on, I'm hanging up and calling back. Fuck.
Luis was mad at us. We called as representatives from Time Warner Cable last night. And,
No, he couldn't listen to Brandon.
Maybe. What the hell was that?
Oh, sorry about that. Can I help you?
Why did you do that?
It wasn't intentional. It was, for some reason, the tone came up.
Goodness me. Goodness gracious. Did you find that gentleman that I was looking for? Mr.
Still looking for him? I'm going to give him another call on the...
Oh, God.
I'm going to give him another call on the paging system. One moment, please.
Hurry, right away.
Thank you.
Is that the correct name, Turbo? The last name?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how to pronounce it, but...
He's fucking beating off in the shower again. But yeah, Luis legitimately thought we were from Time Warner Cable, and we were leveling a bunch of, like, bullshit fees at him. Because somebody had called him earlier in the night and said they were going to put a asshole customer fee or something.
Uh-huh.
And I was talking to him then.
Hello? Yeah.
All right, so I just paged him again. I'm just waiting for him to come on to the front.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, hold. I'll put you on hold.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you.
And so I was talking to him. He's like, oh yeah, he's going to put an asshole customer fee. And I was like, oh yeah, we're able to put those fees, level them against the customer. And he fucking believed it all the way. And so, like, at the end, we were going to leave a voicemail full of just fucked up fees.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Mr. Turbo, go ahead, please.
Oh, hi. Hello, this is Mr. Oh, yeah. Hi. This is Robert Turbois from the corporate office. I'm just looking at the file here. One of the trainers here at the gym lodged a complaint about you. They said they observed you masturbating in the showers.
They have the wrong guy.
No, it's John. I have the trainer on with me if you'd like to speak to him.
Absolutely.
Hey, how you
Mr.
doing?
Mr. McClanahan?
Yeah, my name is Mr. McClanahan. How you doing?
I can't hear. Hold on. Hello?
Hey, can you hear me now?
Can you speak up a little bit? It's hard to hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Isn't it true that I caught you last Thursday in the showers? You were vigorously masturbating, and then you asked me to join in. I had to make the report. I mean, I got to report stuff like that.
You are lying through your teeth. Or it was not me. It might have been someone else.
Sir, if I lie, it's going to cost me my job, and you're not worth my job, sir.
We actually have a camera in the showers, and it's definitely
great.
You. We had several employees identify you by name.
So you have a camera in the showers of your LA Fitness?
Yes.
I went and showed your picture around. We were able to identify you through our facial recognition system. They pulled up your account right online on the computer there.
Unfortunately, you are full of crap, so...
Sir.
I mean, you are 100% full of crap.
Sir, okay, they don't have the
cameras.
Sir, they don't have the they don't have the cameras in there. I do. I like to keep a little library of my daily activities, and I was
right,
in the locker
you put
room.
Cameras in the shower, so that means that I can press charges against you.
Well, if you think you can take me, what's that? Let's have a bench press contest.
Mr. McClanahan is actually a limited liability corporation. You cannot press charges against him for putting cameras in the showers. It's all in the contract.
Yeah, it's
papers.
Illegal to have the cameras in the showers of the LA Fitness. It's illegal, and I will press charges against you.
Why? Is it because you got a small dick
everything,
and I caught it on camera?
Every single claim that Mr. McClanahan is making is false. He is lying through his teeth. Bring on
okay,
the
now, now you're being abusive to our employees. You need to leave the facility immediately, please.
Yeah, he's making false accusations against
me.
He's making
just
false
get out
accusations
of here.
Against me.
Get out of here.
Come
your membership
face
is
face.
Canceled. It's can I can. I'm at the corporate office.
You're canceling my membership?
Yes.
Because you put cameras in the showers, which is illegal.
No, that was Mr. McClanahan, not us.
Regardless, that's illegal.
We gave him a warning about it, so that's been handled. Your membership's canceled. You're not getting your feedback. Just
yeah.
Get out of here.
This guy's got a small dick anyway. He might be better off at Curves.
You want to call them back or him back? Let's call them.
The camera was for his protection. I mean,
okay,
he's got to understand. I mean, you know,
his,
we're just doing the best
his,
we can here.
Yeah, call his cell phone back. Well, and let me tell him that I got his number off of the fucking membership file.
Oh, hang on.
Calling all this is Brandon. Hello?
Hey, Brandon, what was that guy's issue there? This is Dwight.
Okay, I'm not sure. He was saying, I mean, from what I heard from the conversation, that he said that you guys had showers in our bathrooms, and I don't. Well, I mean, I wasn't on the call, so I don't know what was going on.
Oh, he's going crazy. This is Mr. McClanahan. I'm actually a fitness coordinator at one of the other LA Fitness. And
okay.
I was speaking to this guy, and he's going crazy talking about you guys got cameras in your showers and stuff over at that location.
I just want to know if it's LA Fitness corporate office. Say it again?
He's trying to tell us that you got cameras over there in your showers.
From the conversation I was hearing, you saying that you were saying that there was conversation or cameras in the showers.
I know, sir. We were just trying to ask him to stop masturbating in the shower area.
Okay.
I mean, that's all we were asking him to do because he's causing a slip hazard.
Because he's causing a what?
He's causing a slip hazard, putting that slippery stuff all over the floor.
Okay.
This isn't a steam house or anything. I mean, come on.
Okay. Is there anything that you need me to do?
Well, I need you to turn down the heat on the showers because the fog is messing with my camera lenses.
So there are cameras in the shower?
You didn't hear that from me. It's for the okay. The membership's protection there, pal. Keep it on
is
the down low.
Is this the corporate office for LA Fitness?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what
would you like to, would you like to speak to my supervisor? I mean, I can put him on the line for you.
No. What was your name?
Yeah, my name's Dwight.
I heard a different name just a moment ago.
Yeah. No, it's Dwight.
What was your actual name?
Yeah, Dwight.
What was your last name?
Jones. Dwight Jones.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I think this is the wrong number. You just gave me a totally different name, sir.
No, I'm calling the LA Fitness. I don't believe this is the wrong number. This is the number I was trying to get a hold of. Hang on just a second. I'm going to put my supervisor through, pal. I don't like the third degree here. You're grilling me here.
Hi, this is Robert Trebois.
Oh, never mind. But he was calling back during that. Let's connect him here. Let me talk to him. It was about the penis, right? I'm going to tell him that I think I got an idea.
Tell him you're really interested in a penis reduction, not an augmentation.
Never call me again.
I'm sorry?
Don't ever call me again.
You called me?
I just got a call from you, and I must accidentally hit you again, but I'm telling you, not call because what you just did with me here at the LA Fitness is bullshit.
I have no idea what you're talking about, sir. What?
Well, someone from this number is. We traced it with this number, so screw you.
Fuck you. I guess they told him what came up with the caller ID. It was the same number. That's awesome.
Hi.
That's awesome.
He's stuck with his little dick now. Yeah.
But we can call him back with the number spoofed as the Planet Fitness.
Tell him you're KDK.
Let me call him back spoofed from the Planet Fitness. Turbo, good talk to him.
I like how the employee. So there are cameras in the showers. You didn't hear that from me.
Yeah. If it wasn't for the name mix-up, he actually probably would have thought you were fucking.
I didn't want to give him Dwight McClanahan because if he Googles it, it'll pull up that Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah, you got to come up with a different name plan. You need several names in rotation, sir. All right, we'll.
Should have pulled the Ken Kniff on him.
Yep.
Oh, there you go.
Just a moment, I'm getting this going here.
The machine.
Oh, I messed up. Hang on. I was calling him again.
You ever say Ken Kniff, if he Googles that, it would just be a bunch of Eminem references and shit.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta do that then. There you go. That's a good smokescreen. Unless they know Eminem, then you're screwed. But even still, it's kind of obscure.
Please enter your temporary access code.
Thank you for calling LA Fitness. This is Joe. Hello?
Hello? I don't know why. I did it wrong. Whoops. I transposed the numbers. I called the one as the other. Shit. Man, am I stupid. Back to the show.
You tranny posed it?
Yeah, tranny posed. Hang on.
We'll call Louise, too.
Yeah, there's his number.
So, alright, yeah, we got Louise.
I'll read just a little Twitter post. He did a throwback Thursday tweet today.
Oh, God, really? He's one of those?
Oh, yeah, but he says, #ThrowbackThursday, to last night, when two at TWC reps, Time Warner Cable, from Palindrome or Palmdale called me a wetback, fresh off the boat, and went out of their way to be racist. Second time.
That's awesome.
We weren't really racist.
Really?
We were leveling a bunch of bullshit fees on him.
Yeah, we just had IRC come up with like bullshit.
Yeah.
They're just going on and on.
He's embellishing. Like a, he's embellishing. He's trying to be cool.
We leveled a small dick fee on him and a
please
dog fucker fee.
Temporary access code.
We went on for like 5 or 6 minutes of fees and he stayed on the line. We're like, oh, okay.
Well, and then we told him we'd reverse everything if he took his tweets down.
This is the guy. This is the gym guy. Turbo's here.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing there, pal? How come you're making false accusations against me and stuff here?
I'm not making false accusations against anybody.
Listen, pal, I'm back here in the office, and I'm pulling up your membership. That's how I got your number. And I want to know why you're making these allegations.
I'm making what allegations?
You're making an allegations that I'm a sexual pervert. They were passing that on to my boss. You're going to cost me my job.
No, I am not. You called and you passed on allegations that, or someone, that I was that way.
I have a lawyer, sir.
And I'm saying that I do as well.
They said you were telling them that I joined you in the masturbation process, and I absolutely did not do that.
No, 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 no. Someone
jerking,
called and said
I'm not
that
jerking
I
you off.
Someone.
I'm not jerking you off.
I'm not
this go away.
Okay.
This is bullshit.
He is all kinds of confused now. That's awesome. Great. Now he's going to call that number back or something and figure out.
Yeah. Let me get Dwight. He's back in the office.
I knew it really was. All right. So Louie is it, right? Louie?
Yeah. Louis. You tell me you're from Time Warner Cable, he'll believe you.
Look, when you think he's a gay, I think he is, right, guys?
Well, he got pissed because...
Yeah, there's a chance of it.
The first person that called said that his English wasn't proper and, like, accused him of being fresh off the boat and all this shit.
And that's
so
when
he got
that
all
tweet
pissed
came
off
from,
about it.
Well, that's what was racist. He lumped it all together. Okay.
But I think that was Cracker that made that call.
Oh, well, Cracker, yeah. Of course. She's just... Oof, man.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Sorry, I can't hear anything.
What?
Hello?
Yes? Hello? Is that your voicemail or you?
Yes, I can't hear you.
Oh. Okay. Good. Listen, my name is hello? Cross. I'm calling from Time Warner Customer Solutions. Did you have a bad
hi.
Did you have a bad experience with some of our agents?
Yes, I did, sir.
Can you explain to me what happened, sir? I'm just taking notes here. We're gonna be terminating those two employees, first of all. But I need to take a report for their file because they're gonna try to claim unemployment. They're not gonna get away with this.
Hold on, I'm in a car right now, so it's very difficult to hear you. Is there any way that I can is there any way that I can call back like within a few hours? Because I'm with a bunch of other people in the car, too.
Well, that might not work in a few hours. You got a few more minutes before I close the case, and they're going to keep their jobs.
Okay. Well,
and
okay,
the fees are going to stay.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
All right.
I'm just trying to get the volume up because
they phone. I know, yeah, they got about $330 worth of fees on here, on your account, and they're going to stay on, I guess.
I'm sorry, say that again.
They assessed about $330 worth of fees last night on your account. Were you aware of that?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
You weren't aware of them levying any fees against your account for different things at all?
No, I haven't had any other fees.
Your total bill due now is $530.24.
I just checked my bill last night, and that does not reflect what I saw last night. So.
I know. Well, the problem is, like, all these fees that they were putting on last night, they didn't show up until this morning because they had to post to your account.
Okay, well, I checked it again this morning, and it wasn't like that, so...
Yeah. Did you check in the afternoon? Because it posts this morning, and it becomes effective after business today. It's close of business today. It would have been 5 p.m.
Okay. No, I haven't checked after 5 p.m.
Well, there you go. So were you going to make a payment on this? Because we're probably going to have to terminate your service, unless you can tell me exactly what it is.
That's
that
cool.
Happened.
If you want to terminate my service,
well, can
great,
you just
actually.
Tell me what happened with these two guys so I can fire them already and get this over with and give you your goddamn money back?
Hold on, give me 1 second.
Okay, buddy. I think I'm going to keep this asshole fee on here. It's taking too long.
Okay, sorry.
Are you done
okay.
now, Princess?
Again,
are you done now, Princess? Okay. So can you tell me exactly what happened last night so I can make a note
so,
here? What?
Am I actually talking to someone from Time Warner?
Yes.
What's your name, sir?
Pete.
What's your name?
Pete.
Pete?
Yes.
Pete what?
Pete Stratus.
Okay. And where are you calling me from? From Tennessee?
Yes, from calling from the National Resolution Headquarters for Time Warner Cable in Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Okay. And what does my account say? Like,
it's
like
got a whole, listen, you got a whole bunch of fees on here that they put on your account last night. So I know that you had a really bad interaction with them, so I'm calling to get it resolved. They're going to get fired. I had to figure out which of these fees is right and which is wrong. Can you tell me what happened last night so I can get this taken care of? God damn it.
I just checked right now my account, and my account looks fine, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Your account is frozen right now.
Like right now. I'm looking at my account right now.
Oh, God. Keep arguing with me, and you're just going to get a bill, and you'll get your account shut off. Just fine. I don't fucking care, asshole. Can you just tell me what they did?
They were just acting the same way that you were acting. My original complaint was already resolved. Like, the issue that I didn't even have an issue. The only thing I was originally calling about was I just needed something explained about my bill. And the agent that I spoke to 2 weeks ago, they were able to explain that to me, and everything's been fine since then.
Okay.
So the only thing that I'm concerned about now is that the way you guys are treating customers is ridiculous and not acceptable.
So these fees are valid, then you're saying?
No, those fees aren't valid because I don't know what fees you're talking about.
All right, let me connect them on. They can explain the fees for you. Mr. McClanahan, are you there? Mr. McClanahan? No? Mr. Robert Turbois.
No, that's not.
Who did
yes,
you...
I'm here.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Is this the guy who got me fired? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, that nice little tweet you posted got me fired. They just gave me my 2 week
you're
notice.
You're going in and out. You're going in and out so I can barely hear you.
Yeah, well, get a phone that's not a piece of shit, you asshole.
What?
He's got a point. Your phone's a piece of shit. I'm putting that down against the customer here.
No, it is. It is a piece of shit. That I will agree with you.
Okay, all right, so we can agree on that. This is ongoing arbitration, of course. All right, you got that. All right, next. Next point. What are the fees then, Mr. Turbois?
Let's see. We gave him a fee for excessive bandwidth use because he was looking at a lot of Pornhub.com.
Okay.
I think we put him down for $300 for that alone.
That's valid.
Yeah. Let's see. We gave him a small penis fee because we saw it through the webcam.
Okay, that's
valid. I think that was another $100.
And you've got
I don't know.
You got those images circulating now on the corporate account?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And I CC'd them to everyone.
That's valid.
Let's see. I think we gave them a child abuse fee.
Okay.
Or no, animal abuse fee. Animal abuse fee. It was only $75, I think.
That's fair. That's valid.
He was making some very disturbing Google searches relating to animals, so...
Oh, okay, in that case.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured, you know, our company shouldn't be behind that.
Valid.
I don't know. Is Mr. McClanahan on the line yet? He levied a bunch of fees, too.
Hmm. Okay, keep going.
I think that we'll cancel the rest of those, so that comes out to $375.
Oh, and we gave him a fee for having excessive fees, but I forget what that came out to. It was in the three figures.
Yeah, well, yeah, it costs money to maintain the fees in the account, in the system. To maintain those digits in the system, it costs money for that, so we have to assess a fee on top of that to cover for that.
Okay, so all these fees are just fees that you're making up, or are they fees that Time Warner Cable gives out to all their customers? Or
well, it's up to the agent if you know that we have about 328, I think, as of last week, as of the last union signing of fees that are available. It's actually like a manual that they can go through and find the ones that are applicable to the calls. And there's no limit on how many you can put on during the call. So, yeah, these are all – they're rare fees. We usually don't use them, but they are valid in the system, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware about those fees, but –
Yeah, they're available if you go to timewarner.net/fees.
Okay.
You can log in with your account number there, and you choose your viewing area. You put in your zip code or your city and state, choose your viewing area. And in the My Time Warner section, then from there, you can actually, it has a whole list of the fees. You can search them. It's a PDF that comes up, and it has all 300-something fees. Yep, it's all valid. It's all right there. Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, so my findings here, my final ruling is that majority of the fees are still valid. We're going to negotiate here for $428, down from the original amount of $530.24. Okay, all right. So did you need to make a plan to pay that extension at all? Or
no, but if you could just go through the fees again just so I understand each fee, because – you're going in and out while I'm driving, and I can only catch certain things as I'm driving. So if you can go through that one more time, that'd be great.
Mr. Turbois, the bandwidth fee, $100. Where are we here?
Yeah, the bandwidth fee for excessive porn watching, the fee for the small penis we had to see through the webcam, the animal abuse fee. I think Mr. McClanahan just hopped on. He knows about some of the other ones.
Yeah, I got some of these wrote down. This guy tried costing me my job. So I added on a telephone call incompetence fee of $69.99, along with his mother's too much of a whore in general. That's a $500 fee.
So how many people am I talking to right now? Because I can't even.
Yeah, no, I'm on the line, pal. I spoke to you last night. You're trying to cost me my job. So I'm just leveling these fees down here. You forgot to
do
that. This is Mr. Bois. We're just here with this customer service.
What?
You just gave us our 2 week notice for our interaction with you.
Hello, are you still there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah. You also got this fee Being a moron and just accepting bullshit fee, that's a $800 fucking fee on your end. Small testicle fee, $43. You're not in our eco-friendly billing, our paper-free billing, so that's $3.50 we have to charge, $3.50. Jesus Christ.
We got 911 fee, county fee, local fee, mobile fee, United States fee, North America fee.
We forgot the fee for being a cunty fuck, too. That's a $250 fee.
Northern Hemisphere.
Oh, and there's a 75-cent fee validation fee on every fee.
Northern Hemisphere fee. We have Earth fee. Milky Way Galaxy fee.
We're charging you a $25 fee for Hitler's birthday on Sunday. That's going to the Hitler Fund.
Soul System fee.
I had to re-explain the fees, so there's a fee for that. That's $25.
The Federation of Planets fee.
Is this guy aware that he's being charged $250 a night for this call?
What I'm just going to do is I'm just going to log in and pay whatever fees I have to pay, cool?
It's going to be a big amount. I hope you got a good job there, pal.
You have 32 minutes left.
Yeah, well, there'll be another fee. There'll be a late fee. So.
You have 32 minutes, motherfucker. All right. You fucking
and
motherfucker.
We also have a work custody program at Time Warner Cable. If you're unwilling or unable to pay the fees, you can just... come work at one of our facilities. It'll probably just be a few days.
Yeah, we have a cot there for you and frozen drinks and food.
Yeah, we were just bought out by Comcast, so Comcast wants their fucking money. So 32 minutes, you cocksucker.
We got all the water you need and frozen juice concentrate.
All right, cool.
All right.
Thanks so much, guys.
You got it.
Thanks again for getting me fired, you son of a bitch.
Piece of shit.
Thank you for being a Time Warner customer.
I bet he voted for Obama.
Thanks, that was great.
We appreciate your business.
You got yourself fired.
Okay, bye.
Fuck you, pal.
Anyway, I gotta go. I'm getting real loopy. I gotta go. Is anyone else gonna do a show tonight? No. Anyone? Turbo?
I might do one later.
Okay. All right.
It's gonna be a little while if I do.
Yeah.
Was that you cracking up when I said his mother was a whore in general?
Yeah, I lost it. The in general part, I lost it. I put my head down and started laughing at that. Sorry. All right. Okay. See you guys. Bye.
See ya.
All right. Bye. See you, Turbo. Milkman, take us out of here, big guy. Milkman. He's on mute. He might have been jerking it. He had his porno hub on the background. Or what was it?
Hey, unmute me. Okay,
now
I'm going
to... That's a goddamn milkman fee right there.
Milkman fee.
That's right.
You get a milkman fee.
That's right, buddy. 69 for sure, man.
All right.
All right, there you have it. All right, friends. Another mad installment right here. Madhouse, your favorite... Frank Call Nation right here. That's right. I'd like to thank everybody for stopping in. All our crazy friends over there in the mouth. Thank you so much. Everybody doing a great job over there. I'd like to thank Mr. Numbers Hitman. That's right. Our lonesome loser. Fist held high for our brother. Man, we do without you, man. Thank Mr. Enigma, Mr. MST3 Clay, and all. Yeah, thank Mr. Nunu for not showing up. We don't need any more homos in here. And I'd like to thank, that's right, everybody for stopping in. We had some guest callers tonight. Turbo, Kenners, good stuff, man. Pretty funny shit. Thanks a lot for stopping in. Thank also you. That's right, our listeners. We do this every week, the most interactive show you can find right here on the internet. We just drop the dime and ask you to give us your time. Bring your friend, bring your enemies, man. They're always welcome right here in the Madhouse. Our fearless leader, Generalissimo, the Madhouse, man, puts it on every week. What we do without you, thank God, man. Saving lives, one call at a time. Over to you, big man.
Obey's Wonder and I, yes, I mix Ambien with Viagra and I run down my neighborhood naked with a huge boner flopping everywhere.
Oh, jeez.
And I don't remember it. I wake up in my bed at night, in the morning, like nothing happened. My wife
that like, gives a whole new meaning to running through the woods there with a bone, huh?
My wife's like, Carlos, you did it again, you silly, here's your coffee. And another day starts.
Your wife, I don't know how she puts up with you sometimes.
All right. See you, Milkman. I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? I'll give you
and
a call.
And your cat, too. I don't know how she does it either. All right. Peace, man.
All right. Bye.
Love you, everybody. Bye. My beloved.
My beloved. All right. Yeah, seriously, thanks, everyone, including Lonesome, for sending in numbers. I didn't get to a lot of Lonesome's numbers. Sorry, buddy. I missed some of those. And everyone who sent the request to Franks, thank you. We'll catch you next week. I'll be on Wednesday afternoon and Thursday night. Thank you to Blue Planet Radio and everyone else who's carrying us. Goodbye.
You better have your pencils ready. Pop quiz. Y'all know the skits. Pop quiz.